Neil McTaggart's Crossing, The Horseman, Chapter 12. As Neil and Esther got ready to leave the cemetery, they both heard a noise. Looking towards the road, they heard a horse galloping, its hooves thumping against the ground. In the distance, they could make out a figure dressed in black, riding a black horse that was drawing ever closer. "Get down," shouted Esther, "quickly, over here, against the wall." Neil naturally obeyed and dived to the ground. As the noise of the horse grew louder and louder, it thundered past them. As it passed, they caught the strange scent of the rider, which lingered in the air. "I don't think he saw us," exclaimed Neil. "Who was he anyway? That scent seems familiar." "Don't talk yet," Esther whispered. "He hears everything." She put her hand to the back of Neil's neck as he began to rise and gently pushed him back down. The horse continued into the distance until it had clearly gone. Her slow response and the gesture of placing a finger to her lips reminded Neil that there was still a great deal to learn about his new home. "Promise me you won't tell anyone you saw him, Neil. People are very superstitious around these parts. They say he is the messenger of death." Neil looked over the wall and could see the road stretching into the distance. "Well, for the messenger of death, he stopped at the house further down the road. He seems to be attending to his horse." Esther tried not to laugh, but allowed herself a faint smile. "I don't know who he is, but the last time I saw him, somebody died the next day. He covers his face with a black cloth, and the locals believe he is a messenger from the other world." Neil laughed. "More like a messenger buying eggs from the farmer. Oh, wait, he's coming back. I'm going to stay standing here to get a better look at him." "Oh, please don't," cried Esther. Neil remained standing as the horseman galloped past the wall, this time with a young boy riding behind him on the same horse. "You were right about his face, it's covered," said Neil, looking down at Esther, who was still crouching on the ground. "We are taught that he will leave you alone on his journey home if he has someone with him. Did he look at you?" she asked. No, he didn't," Neil replied, suddenly feeling uneasy. He didn't want to admit that there had been a young boy, perhaps no older than 10, riding behind the horseman. "Well, that's a relief." She stood up, dusted herself off, and made herself ready for the walk home. Neil felt loved. For the first time since he had arrived, someone was depending on him, and it gave him a sense of belonging. But who was the young boy riding with the horseman? He glanced over at Esther, realizing that there was much more to this town and its people than he had imagined. Right now, though, he felt that he knew one person intimately. And he also knew he could depend on her for information. As they reached Esther's house, they parted. As Neil walked away, he noticed the curtain twitching at the window. He was sure he caught sight of an old man standing there with a large dog beside him, which made no sense. He knew everyone who lived in the house, and there had been neither an old man nor a dog there the last time he had visited. Neil lowered his head and continued walking. Enough secrets had been revealed for one day, and it looked as though there were many more to come. A voice called from behind him. It was Esther's father. As Neil turned around, her father waved. "See you soon, Neil," he shouted. Neil waved back. At that same moment, he noticed at the far end of the road, the black horse with its masked rider. The horse reared onto its hind legs before turning and galloping away at great speed.